is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two, and I was just thinking how Sam Bushman was saying that, boy, Vinny, you're so calm and you know, you don't get excited and you're... Who's in the car with me telling me I'm pretty relaxed and easy going? I don't know what he's thinking. You know, I'm sitting here, smoke's coming out of my ears. I'm in the studio at KLID AM 1340, one of our affiliates at USAPrepares.com in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. And I'm thinking, you know, I had a couple minutes to calm down, and then I hear this news report about Chevrolet, and, you know, what a great product they have with the new Corvette. Okay, I'm buying that. But what I'm not buying is how Chevrolet released millions of vehicles with defective ignition switches, and I believe at the highest level of Chevrolet, they said, okay, now what's it cheaper to do? Is it cheaper to pay off these people who die in these car crashes because the ignition switch fails, the engine shuts down, power steering goes down, they lose total control of the vehicle and just shuts down, you know, unexpectedly? Is it better to just, you know, fight those lawsuits and have our team of lawyers defend our position? Or is it better to fix all those ignition switches? Well, I mean, Chevrolet has been embarrassed now into fixing those ignition switches a little late, I think. But, you know, I'm furious. I'm looking at all these things going against us. So we say Chevrolet's got this great Corvette. Well, I'll tell you what. I bought a used Mercedes. And I paid very little for it. I paid, you know, below Blue Book for it. Well, the state of Missouri gives me a hard time because they say I didn't pay enough for it, and they want to tax me for what I should have paid for it rather than what I did pay for it. What? So now, Rick, I'm serious. I go to DMV.
I know,
and
it's all about money, and don't worry, that's all going to change shortly.
Yeah.
You know, critics now believe that BLM and Clark County Sheriff's Office could face legal challenges for recklessly handling that situation.
Well, it's obvious
they were complicit in commissioning horrific atrocities against animals. And they shot them. And they shot them from helicopters. And I've got pictures of it. And it's time that everybody start writing and calling congressmen to have these people hung in public.
Wow.
You know, it's
good. What a great idea.
China owns 50% of Grants Pass, Oregon. That means, I'm not talking about Walmart. That's where it all started. That's how China got in to our community. They set up a Walmart, and then everybody started buying things from Walmart because it was cheaper. And so now there is no gross national product. There is Chinese. And so they own the government in this part of the world. And what's happening is that China wants to do something, and they can apply political and financial pressure. You know, when Russia turned away from the petrodollar last month, that was the beginning of that end. And that is how it's all going to play. And that's why China's doing exercises over here. They are protecting their financial investments.
Rick, are you saying that you know that that these cows were being shot by government?
I got a picture from the health ranger right now on a link. Got pictures of the dead cows and the mass graves that they were digging with trenches. I got a picture of it. Here's a photo from the era BLM secret bovine concentration camp. And there it is, a dead cow bleeding all over. Now, I don't think that Mike Adams is doing disinformation. I can't confirm this yet. I just found this one from Mike Adams. have to go back because there is so much disinformation out there that who knows. But I don't think the Health Ranger is doing disinformation.
Well, Rick,
so there's a picture of a dead cow been shot from a helicopter. What's going on?
Rick,
well,
I got to tell you. Rick, I've got to tell you, I'm a cattle farmer, and I live on a couple hundred acres in Missouri. And I'm telling you, if I see helicopters executing my cows, that will start a war on my property.
You will be in error because the government does, unfortunately, have rights over American citizens. But civil disobedience and taking protests into more verbal, talking about it in the post office, talking about it at dinner, breakfast, whatever. It's time we bring back the potbelly stove and the politics of mourning, where we talk about these things like we're doing right now in the air. This is the way old America used to be, and public opinion meant votes. And trust me when I tell you this, it's going to come down to that.
Harry Reid, I believe, is involved in this. So, class, I really believe Harry Reid's involved in this, and the Bureau of Land Management's involved in this. And I'm calling for the removal of Harry Reid. I'm calling for the removal of the chief of BLM National and the state chief of BLM, Bureau of Land Management, in Nevada, and all of the lieutenants involved at the national level and the state level for treason.
This article says that BLM is guilty of racketeering under federal RICO, the Racketeer Influence and Corruption Organization statutes. And basically, it's time we put them back in their place rather than them using this as a false flag to see how the America will respond or not. Remember, one of the key words I heard from about Americans is complacency. They're ill-informed, ignorant, and complacent. Those were the words I heard when I was out of the country talking about Americans.
And the word I keep hearing is naive. So I think you put them all together, and they're close synonyms. And here's where I'm really concerned. If as little as one cow was executed by these guys, I want them to pay the highest price. I am very serious. Some cows walking around, I'm close to my cows. When I call my cows, they come over and they want hugs. And, you know, imagine a person's got a dog and they really love that dog, and then some helicopter flies over, some bozo, some minion, some government thug executes your dog on your front yard. What would you think?
What they were doing is hurting the animals with helicopters, ATVs, and shotguns. And if one of the cows did not comply, they shot it. And they've got pictures of the shot cows dead in the soil. It's, at what point do you say you've had enough? You're mad as heck, and you're not taking it anymore. Where does that start?
Well, Rick, I'm on fire in the studio here, Studio C at KLID. I'm angry. I'm really angry just at the thought of this. And I expect that these government minions, thugs, are doing this. They're out of control. And what does it take? What does it take for some government thug? What is the mindset to say, oh, where's the cow? Let me kill it. They've lost their sense of morality. They've lost their sense of morality. I was at a restaurant last night, and, we're talking about local politics. Everywhere I go, I keep hearing about local corruption. I mean, I'm serious. I can't go to a single county and hear, hey, our county's good. You know, these guys are really working hard, and they're watching the check ledger, and to make sure that we're not wasting any money. Everywhere I go, I hear about payoffs and corruption at the highest level. All right, so here's...
I had to take a pause, didn't you? Okay, so Scott David, thank you. I'm dialoguing with him, and he's enjoying smelling the smoke coming out of your ears.
I'm really, really, really angry. As I crisscross Missouri, I'm thinking about who are these people who have no morals. So here's what the discussion last night at the restaurant was. We're at Godfather's Pizza, and it was dinner provided by KLAD for us. That was really nice. They have welcomed us. They've treated us like royalty. They've put us up. They've fed us. And they just love our programming. So we give our programming to KLID, and then they broadcast it all over Poplar Bluff, Missouri. But so the discussion was something like this. Okay, so we got an MRAP in the county here, and so one of the guys was talking to one of the police types here, a uniformed cop, and the discussion was, well, what about machine guns? And this cop said, oh, I can't wait till I get mine. What? So some cop wants a machine gun now? Why stop there? What about the bazooka, the drone? Hey, how about a Scud missile? You know, let's get a few of those for the counties. So what I'm hearing is in all over Missouri, these MRAP, these mine-resistant $600,000 vehicles are showing up county by county. And the cops, the sheriffs, the chiefs of police are hiding them away because they don't want we, the people, to know that they've got this level of armament. Now, please explain to me why these cops need submachine guns.
Because at some point, it's going to be so outrageous where these corporations are trying to press down, like the Bundy Ranch, that there will be civil disobedience and armed resistance, and then there will be civil war.
Let me suggest to all of the police who are listening, and I know for a fact that the government listens. Russia listens to this broadcast. The Chinese listen to this broadcast. I know this. I mean, I've looked at where the traffic comes from, so I know this. Now, let me suggest to all of those uniform-wearing people out there. Okay, so while you're out there executing us with your drones and your missiles and your tasers and your rockets and your sound weapons and your microwave weapons and your machine guns and your tanks, while you're out there, we know where you live. Think about that.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, sometimes you never know. So, during the break, I picked up the phone, and I called Mrs. Finelli at the farm. And I said, am I out of control? Just seriously, I mean, just like 1 minute ago, I said, am I out of control? She said, no, you're not out. Your voice is very measured. And I'm thinking, are you serious? I mean, smoke is coming out of my ears. She said, but your message is out of control. I said, okay. All right. Well, do you agree with it? She said, absolutely. So I thought I was out of control and my message was correct. So she says, my voice is measured and my message is out of control, but she agrees with it. And so I said, if these government thugs come to my farm and start shooting my cows, war is going to break out right there. Because I'm not going to their farm, and I'm not causing problems. I'm just trying. Just leave me alone. Seriously, leave me alone. Leave the Bundys alone. Get away. Stop causing problems. I can't think of a single thing.
You know, I'd like to point out that this all started because China wanted that piece of land.
Yeah, China, and also for fracking.
Well, I'll just focus here for a moment. I don't think Department of Natural Resources or BLM really give a damn about the turtle. They did the same thing out here with spotted owl. We had a great recipe for spotted owl flambé.
Uh-huh.
And first, you know, a little bit of dash of public and scrutiny and da-da-da-da-da, you have yourself a little soup du jour. They stopped the logging, which was a good thing, and they used it, they used the spotted owl as an excuse. However, what's happening now is that they're now turning the forest back to the state, and the state is so in debt, you know, down in money, they're gonna probably start logging again on spotted owl land. It's crazy what's going on between tree huggers and tree mongers. And Japan, and they're Tokyo full of all of our
need to make this disclosure. Now, you've been to my studio at the farm, and if I have a fly, if I have a fly flying around the studio, I don't get out the fly swatter. What I do is I open the window and I encourage that fly to leave. If a wasp flies in, I encourage that guy to leave. I don't want to kill that wasp or that fly. I really don't. So I try not to kill them. And you know, once in a while, these ladybugs fly in, and I let them fly out because I think that we can all live in harmony. And that is a foreign, absolutely foreign to the federal government. They think that little district on the East Coast called the District of Criminals, they think they are in charge. And I want to share with my, if I really want to insult somebody to the highest order, the word I would use, I would call a person that I absolutely despise, distrust, and hate. A politician. That's what I would call him, okay?
Well, that's why you have that hangthepoliticians.com.
Absolutely. And I despise these guys. Now, another word that I use that is, you know, just a little nicer than politician. Not a lot nicer, but a little bit, is consumer. Now, a consumer is someone who just takes and takes and takes and takes and takes and doesn't put back. A person who is in the business of increasing the height of the landfill. You know, a person who buys stuff and wastes it. That's a consumer, a person who takes. Well, I'm not in that business. So,
you know,
when I think of
poverty,
one
has many different kinds of faces, and there is a poverty in the spiritual realm where people have missed what's really important in terms of the family and children and basic natural resources that made America strong. I feel that America has an opportunity right now to turn their back away from materialistic things and regain the strength it had originally just in the spiritual conviction of what you're doing has meaning and is important.
Yeah, and when we come back, Rick, at the top of the broadcast, we heard the news report saying that the IRS has seen an increase in electronic filing, and about 5% of the people use snail mail. I want to talk about that and exactly what you said. You know, we can't say no. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, I just I stepped into Studio A. I'm in Studio C at KLID AM 1340, broadcasting live. And Jerry Evans is the broadcaster who's in Studio A, and he's doing the engineering. And I was supposed to be on a simulcast with Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, and friends. And because of technical difficulties, I had to separate myself from the broadcast. So I'm on the telephone in Studio C with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Now, Jerry Evans was telling me he's getting calls in Studio A, like, what happened to Vinny? Well, so listeners say, hey, where's Finelli? Well, Finelli is in Studio C. So here's what's going to happen, class. This afternoon during drive time, the GCN feed that you and I are on, Rick, right now, is rebroadcast between the hours of 4 and 6 o'clock drive time in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. So our class will get a chance to hear Vinny ranting and raving about the government. And so,
yeah, well, so, the smoke coming out of your ears. I love it.
Well, it is. It is. And, you know,
people say, are you against the government? No, I'm not against government. I'm against bad government. I'm against illegal government. I'm against these thugs who have taken our country from us. That's the problem that I have. And
well,
I
you know, basically, the United States was a special country because of its resources.
Yeah.
But the resources was not minerals and timber, which is what we have finally figured out is not our real resource. Our real resource lay in our independence and the ability to have teach that to our children. And we have been undermined in education and the family structure with divorces and the ensuing lawyer infrastructure that's out there to protect us against each other. And I sense that really, if all of us were to look inside, we would realize that it isn't the Nike shoe and the new Corvette. It's about our family and our relationship to friends and the independence of each of us in terms of our belief systems. We are now considered by most of the world to be ill-informed, ignorant, and complacent. How does that feel?
Well, and Rick, you mentioned the educational system. My father was an acting superintendent at one time. He was a principal of a school, and he decided he was going to take out all grades. He said, you know, this ranking of students and putting them in classes based on how many days, months, and years they've been on the planet is wrong. We need to put students in a class based on where they are educationally. And we'll teach them so that they're all at the same level. Well, he did that as long as he was principal. The minute he left that school, they undid it. And so my dad made national news when he did that, and it was revolutionary. And I think it was the right thing to do. But let me tell you, you know, one of the things that I don't talk about on this broadcast are race. And I don't talk about sex, but I'm going to make an exception today. And I don't want you to think that I'm a racist because I'm not. But I have a problem with Black History Month. The reason I have a problem with Black History Month in school is I think we need to teach history. Okay? I don't think we need to teach Black history for a month and then other history for the rest of the time. I think we need, and we don't need to have Chinese History Month either, Chinese American History Month. We don't need to have Native American History Month. We don't need to have history months for hyphenated Americans. What we need to do is teach history, okay? When you're in history class, you learn about all about history, all kinds of history, all of the people that were involved without segregating by race, okay? So even though I don't talk about race, I'm saying we don't need to talk about race in history. We need to talk about history in history.
You know, now, political correctness and this kind of unspoken rules of the road, I almost got beat up by some gay women because I did not know they were gay, didn't think about it. And when one of them did a real smart move, I said, good girl. And she took offense and was going to punch me out.
Wait a minute. What's wrong with good girl?
Because a girl
help me understand.
Is demeaning to a woman.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know. You're getting it now. It doesn't make any sense to me either. But there it was. And I was in a situation because of my naivety.
You know, I have a broadcast.
Yeah, I know. It gets better. Now, they tried to stop Rogue River High School's being the Braves because it was demeaning to the first people, Native Americans, the first people, whatever. The concept of political correctness is being used like a weapon and, in fact, is not uniting us. In fact, what it's doing is separating us and purposefully being used to do exactly the opposite of what it was intended to be for.
Wait a minute, so we can't use the name Braves, right? Okay, so...
It turns out that the school went lockdown, and the kids said, this is crazy, we're proud to be Braves.
Absolutely.
Tradition of 87 years, something like that, you know, as the Braves. And now it's not correct, and the feds would enforce all the high schools to change their names of, you know, if they use anything with American Indians in it, Red Sox, whatever. This is crazy.
Well, Pontiac
is how they use information and political correctness as a weapon of war. And it's actually to break us down, not to unite us and bring us closer together. And when you see that, that's when you need to get personally involved.
Pontiac, the car manufacturer.
Pontiac, there it is.
Well, and they used to have a model, you know, the Pontiac, and it was the brand, and they had a model called the Pontiac Chief.
Well, that's it. It had a big chief engine picture as the hood ornament. I remember it clearly as a boy. Now, it's all crazy stuff going on. And they would suggest, and when I say they, I probably nine individuals in the world, would suggest there's too many people in the world. What does that mean? Well, it means it's more difficult to manage us as sheeple. And so it's easier to have collateral damage. You know, the Flight 370 is another false flag. The whole thing, nothing that's being reported in the media right now is real. And why is the media allowing it? Well, that's because it's guess who owns it. Now, Velvet Hammer is what it's called. Exactly.
I've heard about that, Rick.
We're back on the same track. And really, this is where radio becomes revolutionary again.
Rick, I'm counting my lumps from that Velvet Hammer. I've been hit by that hammer. I'm not kidding. I've been hit 7 times by the Velvet Hammer in 12 months. Now, I haven't been fired. Wow. It's probably close to a year now that I haven't been fired. I don't understand, but I must be doing something wrong. But,
well, it's your wife watching point, carrying her shotgun, because you have groups of people out there listening to you right now. I'm getting email from them as we speak. And really, it's interesting to realize that it starts with each of us. That's how it's going to work. It isn't going to be me talking about it. It's going to be the person hearing me actually integrating it into their own personal life. That's how it's going to work, Vincent.
Rick, let me talk for a minute about the IRS. I mentioned okay. Now, so now we have you know, like a record number of people who are e-filing. Okay, so they send in their return electronically, and they pay people to prepare the returns for them, and they also use like TurboTax. Now, TurboTax has spent millions of dollars. Now, TurboTax, and this is an article that I read, and we've talked about it on this broadcast. TurboTax is owned by the parent company is Intuit. That's another Indian name, isn't it? So Intuit.
Inuit is, it's Inuit, not Intuit.
Oh. Inuit.
Inuit. Arrowhead. There you go.
So,
French.
Yeah. So Intuit, the parent company of TurboTax has spent millions of dollars lobbying the government to keep taxes complicated. So we, the people, are saying, gosh, we got this. These guys are out of control with the government. These lawmakers are making taxes so complicated. We got to hire an interpreter to figure it out, and we have to pay them to pay the government. We have to pay an intermediary to tell us how much we have to pay the government. So we're complaining about that. But TurboTax, those thugs are involved with paying the government to keep taxes complicated so they can say, hey, we're making taxes easier. No, they're making taxes complicated so you can pay them every single year. And it changes every year, the software you need from TurboTax in order to pay the government.
Well, that's a secondary thing called consumer. That's what we are. We are becoming homo consumer sources.
Yeah.
They're changing us into mutation.
Careful, Rick, with what you say. Now, let me explain this. Now,
I'm saying that it we are like little matrix things with so many BTUs in and so much labor out.
Yeah.
and we're being managed like machines.
Well, absolutely, and the government, I believe, thinks of us as their slave units. But let me talk about the IRS. So people are now buying TurboTax, and it's, I don't know how much it is, maybe 50, 75 bucks a copy in order to ease the pain of completing your taxes. I don't do that. I do it the hard way. I download Publication 17, and I do it by hand. And class, seriously, I want you to read between these lines, okay? If I don't have the form, I do my very best to write neatly, try to use the right thickness crayon, and do the forms and put the proper number on the forms so that it makes it easier for the government to read these handwritten forms. Okay? And then I send them in at the last minute, because that's when they're expecting them, at the last minute.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today
you've got your
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, Rick, you know, maybe I spoke too soon. I said I haven't been fired in about a year. So, but after today, so look, Rick, so we get these six-man teams, okay? And these guys wear these, you know, black uniforms. And so I can just see the pre-event checklist. Okay, body armor, check. Face-crushing boots, check. Radio gear, check. Shotguns, check. Automatic rifles, check. Hollow point ammo, check. Flashbang grenades, check. Tasers, set them to high power, check. Handcuffs, check. 40 caliber handguns, check. Tear gas, check. Battering ram, got enough of them, check. Face masks, check. Isn't that what it's like? So here's the point. Here really is the point. So I want to make sure that the guys who are in that six-man team that just acknowledge that they have all the equipment, the battering ram, to go visit some person's house, okay, because somebody authorizes them to do it, and they're all excited and their adrenaline is rushing and they're ready to kill. Just remember, at some point, we the people will respond. And we just may show up at your house. I'm not talking about me. I'm just talking about we the people. We may show up at your house, and we may visit you in the middle of the night.
Yeah, well, accountability is ever present, and I'm guessing that most of those boys that put on that body armor were raised right.
They'll know how to do
the right thing. And whether or not they do that or not, that is an individual thing that we each of us have to go through in the dark night of the soul.
Rick, back in the Vietnam era, there was something called fragging. And what would happen is a squad would go out, and somebody would say, okay, here's what we're going to do. And the guy who was giving immoral, illegal orders ended up getting shot by accident. You know? That's called fragging.
That's the way it works.
That's called fragging. And,
Right. Yeah. And there were bad things like, you can't stand the truth. You can't stand the truth. Good luck with that. You know, I think that everything now is disinformation, and they use things like political correctness as a tool for manipulation. And it's time that everybody goes internal and starts working with what we call common sense.
Rick, I'm going to say something. The owner of it's kind of interesting. The owner of the station is a wonderful lady, and she was afraid to publicize that we were coming to KLID before we got here because
she thought the things we say might be so outrageous that we might cause an event here that would put us in jeopardy. And she didn't want our cars to be destroyed in the parking. I'm serious, Rick. So seriously, because of the things that we say, she was concerned for our safety. And I told her that's not a concern at all.
Actually, if you're doing what you're supposed to truly be doing, actually, none will say nay. That's Aleister Crowley. And so what you're trying to find is that center place of not offending anybody, and everybody gets it.
Well, you know, I'm trying to speak the truth as I see it. Class, I just want to say that I am not putting on an act. And I've had.
Oh, you're not. You're. What you see is what you get there. I love it.
Yeah. You know, hey, Rick, one other thing. I didn't tell you this, but we have this wall in the kitchen where we're having our instructors sign the wall. So Joel Wallach signed it, and Dr. Howard Chain and Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby signed it. Next time you're in town, I got a spot right for you, right on the kitchen wall. Dr.
Yeah,
Richard,
on someone's list.
Well, you're on the list, Rick. I mean, you're on it already. Hey, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's been with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. We love you.
My pleasure.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.